What is the meaning of life? Are we here for a reason? Is there a point to any of this? And why does food taste so much better in the trash? This was me, and then this was me. Then I came back as this little guy. A lot of lives for one dog to live. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start at the beginning. I'm a new soul. For me, it all began with a boy. His name was Ethan.
Bailey, 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 Bailey.
My name was Bailey, 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 Bailey.
Ah, Christ.
What does he want from me?
Karen, your kid decapitated dog.
Whenever life got Ethan down, I knew exactly what to do. I had a new purpose. I was needed again. And again. And again.
Now we're gonna need another
Bailey. With each new life, I was learning a new lesson. Have we met before? Where did you find that?
Okay, ready?
It was based upon Vic's performance over the club's first.
I tried to make sense out of all the things I'd seen. Was there a point to this journey of mine? And how did bacon fit in? If I can get you licking and loving, I have my purpose.
Ethan, why do you always have this dog with you? It's like a girlfriend replacement or something?
The dog's laughing at you.
Dogs don't laugh.
That's funny.
We're gonna need another Bailey.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program on strangelabel.com.
Laughing at my own bit. I'm laughing at the Napier. A big Napier laugh makes it all work.
It was all those pet dogs.
God, you should have ended them with produced by Michael Vick. You fucking should.
Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello!
Phone number to contact show 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you tonight. So much to discuss. The Dog's Purpose movie comes out this coming week, and there was a controversy, Napier. Did you see the controversy? Did you watch the video?
Yeah, it was a shoddily edited phone video
of somebody trying to get a dog to go swimming. Dog didn't want to go swimming.
The weird thing is it kept like doing jump cuts.
They got what they needed. So somebody did a real hatchet job on that movie is what they did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Napier, you watch these movies with animals. You watch you remember Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey?
Yeah.
It was Michael J. Fox, and I think there was a cat that Roseanne Barr. Who was the other? Was it Kiefer? Who was the other dog? There's two dogs.
It was like an old wise,
actor. Like a wise dog, yeah. And then, you know, the scrappy, young, fun dog. But I mean, those goddamn dogs, they weren't going on a journey. Like, you know, people were finding ways to trick them into doing what they needed them to do, and then, like, they'd get a biscuit. So, like, they learn a trick, like, they run over the railroad tracks real fast, and then you give them a biscuit.
Yeah, see if Spot can outrun the train.
I mean, do you really think Lassie was saving people? No, they were tricking Lassie into doing shit and giving her a biscuit. That's how it works. There is no direction. You're not getting the director out, and he's like, Beethoven. this is your inspiration for this scene. You know, your motivation is, you know, you want Charles Grodin to get mad.
Beethoven, oh, think Adam Sandler and Billy Madison. We need a little bit more of that in this take.
So what I'm saying is, you go see these dog movies. You go see the Air Buds, and there's blood on your hands too.
They killed like 43 cats and dogs when they filmed Milo and Otis.
43?
It was really high. Look it up. I don't know the exact numbers, but they killed so many animals when they were making the movie Milo and Otis.
How did they kill them? They just like fucked
it was
up?
It was a strenuous shoot. You can't expect all the same dog and cat to do that through the whole thing. They killed them. They're dead.
So they had to get a whole bunch that looked the same.
They had a lot that looked... There was the same with Mr. Ed's. I'm not sure how many Mr. Ed's there were back in the day, but it wasn't just one horse.
And they put peanut butter on his gums or something?
Yeah.
So that he was freaking out?
And most of the time when he was like throwing his head back and forth and shit too, he was not excited. He was pissed off and wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, he was like, get this fucking peanut butter off me. This sucks. I mean, it's really kind of like a form of torture, I would imagine, Travis.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's and to talk about that Dog's Purpose video too, is like, that is like the least, probably the least harsh treatment that an animal has probably suffered on a movie set. And I don't even think I'm sure it's because of he's the writer and he's got a stake in the movie and shit, but like the writer of the book said he was on set and he's like, that dog was jumping in and out of the water like hundreds of times.
Well, yeah, but the guy that wrote that book's a fucking sadist.
Well, yeah. of course he is. But you can think, anymore when you're making movies with animals, there are PETA people on set at all times to make sure that these animals are not treated cruelly. That wouldn't have not been leaked on the internet. That would have been PETA saying, shut this shit down.
Yeah, yeah. You threw the dog in the water.
You can't do that.
Apparently that video is from 2015, and the dude just sat on it until it was about time to release the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like a week before, just so that it has enough time to circulate on all the boards.
Yeah, I'm sure he was like he's a pissed off union key grip that got jacked. He's like, I'll show you Dog's Purpose.
Yeah, the director, grabbed the last English muffin or something. Like, this fucking guy.
Gonna make him look
like a real piece of shit. I'm going to make Josh Gad give a statement.
And of course, Josh Gad is going to feel obligated to.
Yeah, everybody's pressuring Josh Gad. Hey, man, you're the voice of all those dead dogs. Do you have anything to say about this movie?
Dude wasn't even near that set.
Yeah, dude spent no time on that movie. Dude showed up for a weekend and recorded his cheesy lines in his soft voice.
Yeah, his Olaf voice.
Hey, I'm a dog. When my boy master grows up, he's gonna be Dennis Quaid.
What does get out of the way of that truck mean? I went.
How many lifetimes do you think it'll be before I figure out my purpose?
There's really only like 100 dogs, and they just keep dying and being reincarnated into other dogs. So we're just replaceable. You just go buy another one, and it'll be your dog, only in a different body.
Doesn't that sound like a living hell, like Bill Murray stuck in that fucking town? Just every day watching that same homeless hobo die?
A hobo's purpose?
A hobo's purpose. To give Bill Murray peace of mind after the 900th death.
Play that music over it for the everything is just like the millennial whoop now, where everybody just like that's the chorus now. We don't make choruses anymore. We just have a bunch of people going over and over again.
Oh, it's better than that fucking James Brown song they used to put in every fucking movie trailer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Travis, on a similar note, I saw a news story that they're going to start taking the blood of young people and transfusing it into aging people to make them stay young.
Is this like a story that has recirculated again? Because it seemed like just a few years ago I thought we were chatting about that.
Well, I think that people were talking about doing it, but now there's a company actually doing it. There's a company called Ambrosia. Who's doing a treatment called parabiosis. And for $8,000, a patient over the age of 35 can pay young people for their blood. People, I think it was 18 to 27 or something. And you can get young people's blood transfused into you, and it reverses aging. We could just live forever if we just start sucking all the blood out of young people.
Look,
so in reality, what you're saying is that rich people do not have anything else to spend
the
money on.
The top 1%, Travis. The top 1% is now transfusing our blood. Billionaires are taking the young's blood. and they're transfusing it.
You know, I don't care how many 18-year-old high school athletes' blood you put into your body. It's not making your dick hard on its own, unless that's really your
fucking
thing.
You don't
think
that young blood is pumping through your dick and getting it all hard so you can, like, fuck the young chicks that are just waiting for you to die?
It'd be really creepy if part of the speech they give these, like...
Well, you are if you're spending $8,000 for some young blood.
Yeah, where else is it going to go?
They're not going to want to fuck old dudes anymore, Travis. And I mean, like, we're getting to that age now. Like, what are we going to do? If they reverse aging and then, like, you know, we get... What if we hit the lottery and then, like, we can't find any young gals?
Got to look harder.
Yeah, go find you some thirsty broads. I think that's what they call them now. They're thirsty for dick.
Oh, no, it'd be the opposite of big because you go back.
Yeah.
You know, and do it all again.
I'd watch a sequel to that movie called Little.
Yeah, man, you go back and, you know, I kick ass at Little League now.
Yep. Zoltar, I just want to be little.
What about any of those swapping places?
Wake up in a race car bed.
Swapping places?
Yeah, where the dad and the son swap places or the mom and the daughter swap places.
You know, like if you get enough of some young guy's blood, like you become him?
Yeah. I don't know.
Sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
Sounds creepy if you were that young dude and then all of a sudden you got swapped to this old dude's body. You can't run real good. You got way more wrinkly balls.
Travis, speaking of that Black Mirror, I had a thought the other day while I was I'm still playing that Panda Pop is what I'm doing, Travis.
Ah, sure.
And see, now when you run out of hearts in the Panda Pop, you can watch a 30-second ad to get another heart. And then you can play more Panda Pop. And you know, that's how the ad support works. You know, they target you to buy another game or something. And in turn, they string you along. They get you playing their stupid game.
Let me ask you, are the ads that they play, those 30-second videos, are they targeted to you? Is it something that you think
No, it's garbage, Travis. It's just another stupid phone game. I'm happy with the one phone game I have. I don't need more phone games. I have to conquer Panda Pop before I move on to Age of Empires or whatever thing, you slay the dragon shit. I want to slay dragons. I want to save my panda babies from the baboon.
You should play Pocket Mortys.
But I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking about, like, a currency of ad support.
Yeah.
You know, like a hobo can just go in, like, a little ad support booth and watch enough ads to go get himself a Gatorade or something.
Pretty sure you'd have to do that for about 2 days to get yourself a Gatorade.
Well, and besides that,
what else has he got to do?
They're not going
to
advertise to somebody who cannot purchase something themselves.
Well, yeah. Maybe not now, Travis, but he watches enough ads.
He's got to pick one of them.
And then, I mean, you can accumulate ad support debt, and your ad support can be transferable. Like, you know, people can borrow against how many ads they're going to watch. I'm just like a Bitcoin, but for ads, Napier, just make a whole ad support currency where you watch videos of stuff and make money on it. But not a lot of money. See, that's why you got to keep it competitive so people will actually want to make ads. It's a way of getting yourself out, you know? All these people now, they're DVR and stuff. They're skipping the commercials. What if you kept watching the commercials and, like, you know, you got a couple cents off your bill? I mean, what would be the price to keep you from skipping the ads?
I wouldn't be paying for cable.
No, I'm saying, you know, every time you watch an ad successfully, they take a nickel off your bill.
No.
No?
Nope.
What if it's a dime?
If I'm watching one ad, I don't pay for cable. They got to pay for it.
The 1% of the 1% watches the ads.
So you're saying, like, say maybe like you're at Applebee's, you just enjoyed some of those deep fried green beans and their special dipping sauce, maybe some riblets and a mucho mudslide, and the waitress comes by and she said, "Oh, are you ready for your bill?" And you said, "Yep." She's like, "Oh, here, just go ahead. Here's this tablet. Why don't you go ahead and watch this 30-second ad, and then I'll bring your bill." And then they, like, knock a little bit off.
Right. Or, like, if you're, let's say you're sitting at Denny's, Travis. It's a day. Let's say you left work like really early because it was real snowy out and you were kind of worried about the roads and being late. And you got there super early. You had some time to kill and you're thinking, you know what? Fucking, there's a Denny's right by my work. I'm an hour early. I'm going to go sit in Denny's and have a cup of coffee. Maybe get me some pancakes. You know, get me a double stack of pancakes.
Moon's over my hammy.
Just treat myself. Sit down for a couple of minutes and just be there, you know? And you're sitting there and like there's a little kiosk thing there that says, hey, man, while you're sitting here drinking your coffee by yourself, why don't you watch a couple fucking ads?
I'd tell them to go fuck themselves.
Why not? You're not doing nothing. Might as well engage your brain and let somebody advertise to you. They're doing it anyway.
No, I'm at Denny's to shut down.
Every time you drive down the highway, you're seeing about 30 advertisements. Not to mention the buildings you pass. You see all those signs. That's advertisements, too. You see a McDonald's on the way to work. Subconsciously, you're thinking, oh, McDonald's. And then you start thinking about fucking McDonald's and what they have. I mean, everything's an advertisement. Let's just start getting something back on it, is what I'm saying.
I hate ads. I turn on ad block the moment anything I install comes in. Got it on my phone, got it on my computer. If I could get it on my goddamn PlayStation 4, I would.
Anchor in the chat says Net Zero used to do that. Internet for free as long as you watch a few ads.
Yeah, where are they now?
Was their internet really free? I thought that was a gimmick.
No, it was free.
It was really dirt slow, wasn't it?
Yeah, then they realized they couldn't even do that for free, so they had to start charging people.
And then they were like, nah.
The internet was so slow they couldn't actually show you the ads. They kept timing out and buffering and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch a bunch of stuff about the women's march?
Yeah, I saw photos of it. I don't know what it was about.
The women were marching because they want equal rights.
They have them.
Well, I mean, they do on paper, but like they don't feel equal.
I don't give a shit. Name one right a woman has that I don't. Name one right that I have that she don't. Yeah, don't matter.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Napier, is the women, they feel like marginalized by men. They feel like men don't take them seriously. And certainly the way to be taken seriously is to walk around when it's cold outside wearing a pussy hat.
Obviously.
But I mean, like the women's marches and the gay parades and the bullhorns and the Black Lives Matter stuff. Doesn't it all just kind of seem like everybody's just getting in the people who they don't think like them and like screaming in their face?
Yeah, that
like,
really changes.
Like me. What the fuck's wrong with you? Like me. Why don't you like me?
What if you're an asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're an asshole. But I'm not going to get into a whole thing because, I mean, do I feel like, you know, people can be dicks and women feel like shit sometimes because...
Of course.
They got it rough. There's things that are a bummer about everything, I think.
You know,
I'm not going to pretend like there aren't racist assholes in the world and that, you know, the police thing isn't kind of a bummer that, you know, sometimes police shoot people who probably shouldn't be shot. It sucks.
Anchor brings up a good point. Women can start bitching about equal rights when they have to sign up for selective service.
The army?
The draft.
You know, I thought that was a thing of the past, and I heard a radio commercial for the Selective Service the other day that was telling people, they were trying to scare people not by saying, you know, you need to sign up for this because your country might need to call on you in times of war. It says, hey guys, if you're 18, you got 30 days to sign up for this stuff. Otherwise, you know, we could maybe throw you in jail or tax the shit out of you or keep your tax returns. And it was just like a scare propaganda to get people to make sure they sent in their fucking draft card.
Yeah, I sent in my draft card after they told me they would fucking keep my tax return or come after me or some bullshit. So until the ladies have to deal with that, I don't really care about your tampon tax.
Am I in the clear by now? I'm kind of old.
Are you 35?
Yeah, we're good.
I'm 34.
No, nope. nobody'll take us.
Yeah, I feel like I'm probably on the cusp of being out of that ballpark. Well, that kind of worries me. It's a good time to be alive, Travis. It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be alive, but at the same time, it's kind of a weird time to be alive. It is very strange. Very strange.
It's super strange.
But it seems like when I look at my social medias and I see like the different factions of people, it just seems like everybody is wearing one of those dog cones.
Yeah, you're in your own little fucking echo chamber.
Yeah, like you have the dog cone on, and like people with differing ideas and religion and political leanings and prejudices and personal interests and all that, it just bounces off the dog cone, and the only thing you see is what you already believe. So, like, I mean, if you're like, try talking to my dad about Donald Trump.
How'd it go?
Like, all in on Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not a goddamn thing you can say is going to sway him from thinking that guy is fucking great. And you know what? Don't care about Trump. As time has gone on, like me and Travis were talking before the show starts, it kind of seems like everybody's making a mountain out of a molehill with this Trump guy. And I might be wrong. He might be a big shithead. And he's kind of a shithead. Just from what I know about him, like, you know, from the past, seems like a bit of a shithead. But Travis, what was the thing we were talking about earlier? The headline this morning was that Trump signed a law outlawing abortions.
Yep. Executive orders on getting us out of the TPP, on banning abortions, and one other thing. And what was the actual thing if you actually read the article?
It was that we're not going to fund other countries' women's health clinics.
Yeah, it was like groups in other countries that fund abortions, we're not going to send them any more money.
Yeah, so like if a Mexican broad it wants to get an abortion in Mexico, Trump doesn't think we should pay for that. But the headline is, Trump's going to outlaw abortions today.
Trump bans abortions. Day one.
Look around his office. It's all white men. Where's the women while he signs the paper?
They weren't invited.
They're in another country.
But at the very bottom, the very last sentence is something like, every time a Democrat gets in, they immediately reinstate this. And every time a Republican gets in, they immediately repeal it. Like, it goes back and forth, and it has for, 30 years. Like, I think Reagan initialized it, and every time it changes hands, the other person, one of the first things they do is shuts it off.
I don't understand. He said he didn't like Mexicans. Why isn't he paying for their abortions?
it's so funny, and it's so sour, and it's bittersweet that we live in a time of social media where we can get information really quick too, but people have taken that and they've divided themselves, and they refuse, like you said, it's the cone. It's like isolationist in them, where you're not looking at new information. You're looking at information to like further your own beliefs.
Right, right. You already have your thoughts. And you're just looking for other people who agree with what you said.
And that's what makes politics so bad now. I mean, and I think social media and things like that created the opportunity for Donald Trump to become the president. But he's like, I mean, Obama in his second term, social media existed. But this election was the first one, I think, that really was held in a time of extreme social media. Like, everybody's connected at all times, so they can just feed each other. Like, what a piece of shit this guy is, what a piece of shit this gal is, you know, and they just blow it up into something that it's not. If you had social media in the time of Jimmy Carter or Richard Nixon, what do you think that would have been like?
Well, the like, peanut farmer probably would
like
have been
Vietnam
in.
War, and you were holding elections around that time.
Yeah, what, it would have been fucking, it would have seemed very dire, Travis.
Right.
And I mean, the thing is, I want to find the one dude who doesn't think women should have equal rights.
I am sure.
I mean, like, where's that guy? Who are you guys yelling at? Of course I think women should have equal rights.
Who's disagreeing with you is what I'm saying.
Probably nobody.
Well, you're going to run into, especially like, I'd say even in corporate America or in certain fields, you're probably going to run into it as a female where the head of the company or the CEO or somebody that you have to interview with is probably a chauvinist. He's probably a sexist dick. He's probably 80 years old and he's going to treat you like a little girl. That's
sure.
probably going to happen. But in this day and age, like the way that we've grown up, I doubt that our contemporaries are acting like that, you know, as a majority.
Right. So, like, just wait a couple years until all those dickheads die. But, I mean, like, in the meantime, you want to be taken seriously. You want to be seen as an equal, and nobody's disagreeing with you. But what I did yesterday is I scrolled through the social media looking at people wearing pussies on their head and trying to find clever signs to giggle at. I mean, like, I was looking for the clowns. I was looking at all the goofballs is what I was doing, Travis. I wasn't looking for people to be taken seriously. I was looking for people that had funny poster board.
One of the most viral pictures, I think, that came out of one of those marches is one of the gal that plays Supergirl currently on the hit CW show had a sign that says, "Hands off my pussy, it's made of steel." You know, girl of steel. So that's like all over the place. What do you think people are thinking of when they see that? Do you think of like, oh, what a martyr for the cause? Or are you having a bunch of guys share it in weird forums all over the internet?
In the chat, Thomas Jackson Jr. says, well, the clown is in the White House.
Fair enough.
The clown, the guy's a goof. He's a dork. I don't think that it's going to be a fun 4 years. And the thing is, I don't like looking at his face. His face, it looks like he always kind of looks like that arse face guy from
Preacher.
You know, like his face always looks like somebody's volcano science fair project. he's a weird looking guy, and his hair is weird, and I don't like looking at it. But that's really like. So far, that's the worst I can really say him about. I mean, you know, it's a bummer that he outlawed abortion.
In Mexico.
Yeah, I think it's everywhere. It was like, we give $300 million or something so that other people can have abortions. And, you know, I don't necessarily disagree with him there. You know, I'll let them pay for it themselves.
That's kind of a drop in the bucket, though.
Napier, there's a road
yeah.
that I used to frequent.
Is it Moe Bottom?
That they just closed the road like 6 or 7 years ago because
Holiday
they didn't
road?
Have enough money to fix it. And so now you just don't use that road.
Oh, I remember that road. Yeah, that was scary as fuck to go down that with that narrow bridge.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a narrow bridge. It was a shitty road. But I used it. I mean, it was a convenient road. And now that road just doesn't. It's grassed over by now because they just said, we don't have the money to fix this fucking road. So now we just don't have the road there.
Do you realize how many times I almost clip somebody or they almost clip me going down that shit road?
There's a gas station on that road. I have no idea how it stays open.
There's another road beside it. I mean, that's
yeah,
not,
but
that wasn't
I mean, it's
the
not
only...
a through road anymore. It's like no. Now you have to seek that gas station out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, also you don't have to, you know, scream every time a fucking box truck tries to go down that road.
Yeah, when yeah. Every time fucking... you go over there, you go fuck, 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 fuck.
And I had that big ass fucking Buick. That fucker could not go down that road over like 25.
Travis, you wanna talk more about our local road? Is that a very regional reference? The road that we take sometimes.
I think he peaced out.
He just walked away.
Yeah,
he's done with the road talk, huh? Guys, I guess we're going to go on break till Travis gets back because, you know.
Mike, in all of your pictures that you
scrolled
through.
Do you want to talk more about the road?
No.
We're done talking about the road. Guys, basically what I'm saying is, yeah, let's fix the fucking road. Let's fix it. I'm going to tweet Trump and tell him, hey, man, I got this fucking road I need help with.
No, dude, they like, put those pillars up there. You can't get through the pillars.
The guy's magic. He's gonna. I mean, if he's already doing all this shit on day one, you know, by March, he's gonna be fucking bored. He's gonna be fixing my road, right?
Probably. Probably not.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Well, we're off to the races on this brand new season, and things are already exciting, with the weekend box office reporting back a film with the fourth highest audience in January history. Bad news is, nobody drafted it. Split, the latest offering from M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong, made 40 fucking million fucking dollars this weekend. It more than doubled the Lotus Cast XXX3 and the Rocktown podcast The Founder? That shit came in ninth, yo. More people went to a fifth week of Marky Mark chasing down the Boston Marathon bombers than that one. Hopefully word of mouth will pick up, because its current 67% Metacritic score isn't going to make up for much. We'll have final tallies on those two next week.
We're packing hot dogs for the road. You know, hot dogs get a bad rap. They got a cool shape, they got protein. You like hot dogs, right? By the way, I think I know what's causing this.
You do?
It's the plants. They can release chemicals. You like hot dogs, don't you?
They say till death do us part, but it wasn't quite true. You weren't really dead, and I know I still loved you. The kids were the same, just a shambling mess, only grunting and moaning and eating live flesh. I made you a vow, and I won't turn away. I'll stand by your side until my final day. Dead kids, and I did love you too. If romance is dead, then I want to die too.
Romance is Dead is filmed before a live studio audience.
Hiya, Ralph.
Derek.
Hey, so listen, after the incident with your last paper and the bushes and the sprinkler, I decided I'd hand deliver this one directly to your door.
I almost got to the sports pages before it disintegrated in my hands.
Yeah, well, here you go.
Thanks, Derek.
Hey, Ralph, by the way, did you hear the news?
No, Derek, I did not hear the news. Remember, you, paper, bushes, sprinkler?
President The Rock just announced he'd be imposing an undead registration.
What?
Well, more like a licensing for domesticated biters. Pay the fee to your county every year during tax season, and they send you a tag to put on their collars.
Oh. Well, that's not so bad. I used to have to license my dog every year before Kelly ate him.
Ralph, come on. We can't sit idly by while they strip away our freedoms. I mean, first they come for our dogs, then they come for our undead mothers and daughters, and then they come for the Chipotle on 57th.
Hot butter, you're right. I need to take action. Bring me my phone.
What are you gonna do, Ralph?
I'm going to tweet about it.
Romance is Dead. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? I can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, because the thought of we
short. Be all over me. My green is where it's supposed to be. Your green is in my grocery. This Asian dude, I stole this girl, and now he got that Koji beef. My dick is like an accent mark. It's all about the overeat. Hot like a parked car. I sound weird like nigga with a hard R. Fly like the logo on my cousin's 440. Eating Oreos like these white girls that blow me. Vodka for my ladies. Whiskey for a grown man. Ganging in the islands looking for Earl like Toe Jam. I make the beat retarded, so I'm calling it a slow jam. Butcher and I know it, man. Kill beat, go ham. These rappers are afraid of them, cause I'm a beast, bitch, girl. Invaders and Gambino is a call girl. Fuck you, baby. Brand new whip for these niggas like slavery. Told me I was awful and that shit did not faze me. Tell me how I sucked in my
mouth. Guys, welcome back. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Phone number to contact the show. 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Well, thanks to Rick Titus for helping us out with that bit in the break. Travis helmed Romance is Dead there. Is Travis back? Travis still isn't back. Where'd he go?
He was probably angry at you clinking your glass with the ice in it.
It wasn't me. It was Napier, buddy.
Yo.
Pal. Did you see this thing about the guy and the Dippin' Dots?
Heard something about it.
So, the White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, hates Dippin' Dots.
Why? How do you hate Dippin' Dots?
And somebody went back 5 years... into his Twitter history and found all the instances of this guy saying, you know that fucking Dippin' Dots? They're not the ice cream of the future.
No?
No, they're not. He says, fuck Dippin' Dots.
Oh, Dippin' Dots are fun.
You know, they make those Dippin' Dots. I went into a whole goddamn Dippin' Dots thing today. I was doing all kinds of Dippin' Dots research. I was, you know, frequenting all the Dippin' Dots boards looking for Dippin' Dots facts. You know, they flash freeze that with the same stuff that they used in Demolition Man to freeze Simon Phoenix.
Oh, the nitrogen?
Yeah, freezing is like zero, right?
Yeah.
Well, this shit's like negative 40. This is super fucking freezing. And so that's why you can't get it at the grocery store, because what's that sound? Oh! Napier, we have a Skype call.
Excellent.
Let me answer it. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello. This is Traden Carol Hammond IV.
Oh.
I was listening to your live stream in the year 2099 and felt inclined to call about this whole Dippin' Dots situation.
2099? So you're calling from the future?
Yes, I am from the future.
Well, that's where Dippin' Dots are the ice cream, right? Is there ice cream anymore? Is it all just Dippin' Dots?
Everything is Dippin' Dots. We pay for everything with Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots is like a currency?
Dippin' Dots is our currency as well as our savory treat.
How do you carry Dippin' Dots around with you?
Dry ice.
Ah. And so it's like a status symbol, I would imagine. It's like, you know, if you're...
You have to have a backpack full of Dippin' Dots at all times.
You're well-to-do enough to keep the Dippin' Dots cold.
If you're part of the 0.0001%, you have a valet that carries your Dippin' Dots around for you.
Do all the rappers in that time, do they throw Dippin' Dots at strippers?
There is no rap anymore. There's no
rap. Rap is gone?
Rap has been outlawed.
Why is rap outlawed? There was dissent about the Dippin' Dots, I would imagine. They probably didn't think it was hard.
They're always talking about Hennessy when all anybody wants is Dippin' Dots.
Did they ever make a flavor that was palatable other than banana split?
Strawberries and cream, of course.
Fuck. I've had Dippin' Dots, but I think I've had just like the normal ones. Like, you know, your chocolates and your vanillas. I think it's been a long... I've been out of the Dippin' Dots game a long time. I guess I'm going to have to adjust.
Can I make a suggestion to you? You could mix the vanilla and the chocolate.
Oh.
Lord.
But
the future is incredible.
The thing about the Dippin' Dots is you can only get the Dippin' Dots at like public events, like your zoos and your SeaWorlds and stuff.
Not in the future.
Not in the future? Where do you get Dippin' Dots now?
You get it right out of your freezer, of course.
So you have negative 40 degree freezers?
Well, all you have to do is watch a couple of ads and then press a button and launch Dippin' Dots directly into your freezer.
If you have a terminal disease that they haven't cured yet, you just get in your freezer and wait?
No, of course not. You die quickly. There's no health care in the future.
Everybody's on the Dippin' Dots. They probably got the diabetes.
They all got the diabetes because of the Dippin' Dots?
We have to control the population. It has gotten out of control.
So there's not that many people. So traffic isn't too bad.
No, years ago, and I believe it might have even been in your time, President Donald Trump said that he was outlawing abortions, and now we have too many people.
And send them to Antarctica, and then the ice caps melt, and all those people fucking drowned. Like the dogs.
The dogs, yes. There are no dogs either.
So we got rid of dogs?
But listen to me. This thing is a dog's purpose. The film franchise is the highest grossing movie series of all time.
So you guys just started killing dogs in all the movies?
Well, it's all, yes, of course we did. By about the 95th sequel, they had to all be CGI dogs because there are no more dogs.
Oh, that's like with Finding Nemo and the kids bought all the clownfish. Whenever it's time to get a new dog, just like, sorry, Fido. And then a 12-year-old takes a claw hammer to his dog.
Kids don't understand the whole saltwater thing. It's complicated. You got to keep an ecosystem for the clownfish. You can't just put them in regular water.
No.
They're not a freshwater fish.
Wizard from the future.
What was your name again, caller?
My name is Traydon Carol Hammond IV.
Did you write that down, or did you actually work on this today and remember your name?
That's his name.
That's my name. I'm born with it.
Traydon Carol Hammond IV?
IV, that's right.
Was your father Traydon Carol Hammond III?
Correct, and my grandfather II.
And then the first one, was he alive like now? How far into the future was this? I don't remember the bit.
2099, what bit? I'm calling to you from the future.
So, I mean, would Traydon Hammond I be alive now?
Well, I guess you could use your Google machine.
I want to know is, what's it like fucking on a belly full of Dippin' Dots?
There's no more sex in the future.
Yeah, and in 2099, who's still paying the Podbean bill, Napier? How did Traydon Hammond IV even get the show? We didn't think this through.
It's all you have chips implanted into your head. You can get anything that you want.
So what we're getting at is this Secretary Sean Spicer guy who said that Dippin' Dots are not the ice cream of the future.
The current press secretary of the Trump administration, he doubts the relevance of the ice cream of the future.
And he's wrong.
He is wrong.
Because it says there right there on the fucking sign, Dippin' Dots are the ice cream of the future.
Dippin' Dots Corporation owns Disney.
Do you put Dippin' Dots on crops because they got the electrolytes that plants crave?
We have no crops in the future.
Everything's like artificial, you just make it.
We only eat Dippin' Dots.
You know, when I was on the Dippin' Dots website earlier, I guess you would consider this like a classic now, Traydon, but there's a Dippin' Dots rap song. And I was really excited because, you know, like, you remember we did the Hamburger Helper thing. We were really excited about the Hamburger Helper mixtape. Well, this fella is so passionate about the ice cream of the future that he made a Dippin' Dots song.
Oh, Lord, I'm so happy to hear this.
Oh, is this the first time that you've heard this song?
Yes. Well, I mean, earlier was. This will be Napier's first time hearing this song.
Do you remember the Star Spangled Banner?
Yes.
I do.
Yes. The Dippin' Dots song is now the national anthem.
The national anthem of the country?
That is correct.
So this is going to be the national anthem of the company. Even though he already said that rap was outlawed. So, I mean, like, well, the continuity is all so many fucked up.
You can't outdo the song, obviously. They gave up.
Rap except for Dessert by Dawin.
I want him all day long. I'm addicted like it's wrong. I want him all day long. I'm addicted like it's wrong.
This guy's proud.
There's so many flavors.
Do you think a lady listens to this song? Napier, I really hope somebody raps about my pussy the way this dude raps about Dippin' Dots.
I just want you to know that I genuinely kind of dig this song.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to throw that out there. Like, I've listened to this song more than once, not because I had to.
Guys, I'm sorry. This phone call is costing me a lot of Dippin' Dots. Goodbye.
All right, well, we'll let you go, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for letting us know, because, I mean, the people, they were very curious, I imagine, if Dippin' Dots were, in fact, the ice cream of the future. Trewin? Trewin? I guess he's gone. He's gone. That was our first call ever from the future, I think. That's never happened before.
We've had more calls from the future than in the present.
You got to get to the hook, though, Napier. Dippin' Dots.
Hey, guys, did you talk about that Dippin' Dots rap yet?
No, we haven't started.
Hey, Travis, there's a Dippin' Dots rap.
Yeah, I know. We were
Where'd you
about
go?
That
we had a call from the future.
I had to put the kids to bed.
Huh.
Oh, you missed something special.
Yeah, there was a guy that called from the future, and he said that Dippin' Dots is the ice cream in the future. And, like, well, currency. Like, they just use Dippin' Dots, like, to pay for stuff.
I could have told you that. Dippin' Dots are delightful.
I want him all day long. I'm addicted like it's...
What you gonna do with Dippin' Dots? Do what, do what, deep dot, dee da doop da. Do what, do da dee da, do da doop da. Do what, do da dee da, do da da. Give me some...
Come on, Napier. This is a banging track, yo.
Give me some Dippin' Dots. Do what, do da dee da, dee da doop da. Do what, do da dee da, dee da doop da.
Please tell me this was sponsored by them, like they paid for this.
Oh, it was on their website. I think they're on board.
All you gotta do is offer me. Anytime I need the energy, all I wanna do is have about two or three. I like them yellow and blue, but then again, I could go for the red and green.
I don't think this guy's ever had Dippin' Dots before.
Nope.
Might as well go ahead and try everything. There's so many flavors.
There's three flavors.
Yeah, there's like three flavors of Dippin' Dots.
And like, I mean, they have a lot of flavors. I looked at the website. You know, you can get Dippin' Dots mailed to you, Travis. You pay $9.99 for shipping, and you can get like a big-ass bag of them or like a little bitty bag of them. But they'll bring you some fucking Dippin' Dots. They don't give a shit. I guess they probably do what what's-his-name said, and they put it in the dry ice.
They should do like a monthly box where they send you like a cheese of the month club. It's like a Dippin' Dots of the month club.
And watch them immediately melt into nothing.
Speaking of monthly boxes, Travis, the bullshit box still available.
Ooh, how's that going?
Still available. You can get you a bullshit box, and I'll fill it up with shit I have laying around my house and send it to you.
Any takers?
Nope, not yet. No, nope. Nobody jumped on the amazing deal that is the bullshit box. They just want to give their money to the geeks that send them licensed plastic things.
Yeah, but they're licensed. Can you license your shit?
I mean, I can give them stuff that's licensed. I have a licensed copy of... I realize I had two DVDs of The Great Escape. Why do I have the... I don't even think I've watched it once.
Why do you have one copy?
I don't know. I have two copies of it.
Listen, you can print out a certificate of authenticity for any of your shit, or like a license for any of your stuff, and just say, hey, licensed by Mike.
Licensed by Mike, right?
Yeah,
right?
Make sure to number it something fucky like 10 of 2,000.
And then put 2,000 of 10.
Speaking of getting stuff in the mail, the other day, Travis, bought a vinyl record. Got it in the mail today. Don't have a record player.
Oh.
What am I going to do with it? I have no idea.
Frisbee.
So what happened was the band Ha Ha Tonka, for the past guest, Ha Ha Tonka.
Hey, Ha Ha Tonka, yeah.
They came here in concert a couple years ago, and I went to it. And so the other day... I saw on Facebook that they put out a new song, and I got on this whole thing of clicking around and listening to their new song. And on their website below the new song, they're like, hey, man, do you want to buy a vinyl record of the live concert we did in St. Louis in 2014? I was like, holy shit, I was at that concert. I should totally buy that. And, like, I had checked out and paid for it before I realized I had no actual way of listening to the music product that I just purchased.
Did they send you a vinyl or a digital code with that vinyl purchase?
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet.
They typically send you a digital code because they know most people would also like to take their music with them. So they'll usually have a digital copy in there.
Huh.
But then you can just proudly showcase your one vinyl album of Ha Ha Tonka in like your kitchen or
showcase
something.
Showcase it?
Yeah, get a shadow box and
a frame. Yeah, the shadow box. You can do some, find some crafts on Pinterest.
So I'm gonna
search it up.
Turn this into like a trip to the Hobby Lobby to buy display things.
I go to Michael's.
Yeah, go to Michael's. You got a hot glue gun, don't you?
I don't think that I have like the patience for any of this stuff. You know, while I was setting up the podcast stuff, we were listening to the Furnacast, who's on before us on Monday nights on strangelabel.com. And I'm sitting here and I'm setting up podcast stuff and waiting for Napier to show up and waiting for our time to come up to go live. And like on the table that I was moving over to, set up the podcast stuff, there was like a little IKEA shelf sitting on the table, still in the plastic. And I started looking at it, and like I got distracted and put together the IKEA shelf.
How'd it go?
Like just in the middle of setting up podcast stuff, I like needed to take a break because like I was distracted by an IKEA shelf.
So where's your shelf?
It's in the bedroom. I put the whole goddamn thing together though, and then I was like, oh shit, 10-15 minutes have gone by. And I need to set up the podcast stuff. Why am I putting together a shelf?
I think the question that's on all of our listeners' minds is, what did you buy the shelf for? What do you plan on displaying on that shelf?
I didn't buy the shelf. I don't actually know, because we haven't gone to IKEA in a really long time. So the shelf has been around for a long time.
And so you still have to discover a shelf's purpose.
Yes, I have to discover the shelf's purpose.
We're gonna need another shelf.
That bit was horrible and great at the same time.
What you know, bit? The killing dogs.
All those gals—they're out there in January, and it's cold.
No, it's actually pretty.
I mean, they were all wearing winter coats. It was raining in a lot of places. It looked like really like wet and gloomy and cold. And I mean, they were out there for a long time, cramped all together and stuff. And I feel like, you know, if you have like a protest like that, you should probably just wait till like March or April or something. Like have a march on March. And then like your chants, and instead of like having your varied chants of like, you know, my body, my choice, you could just like yell out, it's really nice out.
The problem is though with March is you're going to have a bunch of drunk bros in all the taverns and shit because March Madness is on. People are watching basketball. So they're going to be like, hey, what's that? You got a pussy on your head. What's that? You mean you want to get fucked?
Alcoholics, they don't need it to be nice out to be alcoholics, though.
No, they don't care. They're alcoholics.
Yeah, alcoholics are out drinking alcohol.
They're typically congregated in one area when the Sweet 16 and the Final Four are on, though. Like, March is a big month for weird sports guys.
That'd probably be a really good place to go pick up chicks, right? At the Women's March thing. Like, you get, like, a really clever sign, Travis. I'm talking like a really fucking clever one. You know what I'm saying?
Something about like it doesn't affect my masculinity to be for equality or
no,
some shit
like
that.
I saw one, a guy, it said, I'm with her. And then it had like 30 arrows in like all directions. So that's good, Travis. That's
that is good.
Because that's saying like, you know, hey, I'm a feminist too.
Are you going to have abs? To get lucky? Where,
no, I bet you like don't that. Even have to. You just got to be witty, because that's what all the chicks say, is that they like funny guys.
Yeah.
I would have a sign, Mike.
What would your sign say?
Oh, boy, wait a minute.
Women are people, too, kind of. Think that'd go over? The feminist march?
Just walk around with a sign that says, of fucking course I think women should have equal rights.
Set up.
Nobody thinks they shouldn't.
Set up a little booth. Say petition for selective service for all. See how many people put their fucking money where their mouth is.
What do you think a sign that says "Not in my backyard"? How would that go over in, during Women's
Just
March?
Just very vague signs that people don't really know right. what you're trying to say.
Like how to construe that sign that says "Not in my backyard"? Wait, what do you mean? Well, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you see? I think Madonna is being investigated by the FBI because I think at one of these women's marches, she said something about how she was going to blow up the White House now.
I thought she was being investigated because she said fuck on CNN three times. Like we're a bunch of children and like we can't handle the word fuck.
It's cable. It's
Oh,
it's
no. Cable. Oh, no, Madonna. Don't say fuck on TV.
CNN doesn't have a time delay like every other station does now. I watched a little bit of the inauguration on Friday. Was it Friday? Yeah, it was Friday, right? And
do you see Three Doors Down?
No, that was his inauguration concert. But this is the actual ceremony, and I jumped on YouTube to watch the damn thing, and I'm like kind of watching it at work a little bit, and they're just it's just a military band playing all the time and a bunch of rich white assholes walking down some stairs to go sit down. And I'm looking on Twitter and they're saying, oh, Mike Pence just got sworn in. I'm like, what the fuck's happening? YouTube was like a half an hour behind. If you didn't like fast forward it, it just like defaulted to being way behind what was actually happening.
Well, probably they put benchmarks up to, you know, like grip you in, like the beginning of an Indiana Jones movie. You're like, ooh, this is something good. We should start it here for people.
Oh, sure. Or like a cold opening of a Scream movie. Like, hey, look how good this movie's going to be. And then
hey, Drew Barrymore, right?
See? Omar Epps and Jada Pinkett Smith. Huh? And then it goes downhill from there.
Yeah. Yeah, really the best part of all the Scream movies is in the first 5 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
cold
like opening.
The best part of this show.
Yeah. More or less.
That could be argued that the beginning is the best part. It could also be argued that the very end is the best part.
Not this week.
Nope.
Just petered right out.
Well, we don't have any broads that we can show their
the very end.
Their unfrettered boobies to.
Unfrettered boobies?
Yeah, they're not afraid to be in like a tight t-shirt with no bra on.
Hey, Travis.
Around.
Yes,
Travis,
sir.
Put on your producer hat for a minute, will you?
Got it.
Get up the Googles mm-hmm. and Google frettered for me.
Unfrettered.
Okay,
unfrettered.
Right on my Google machine here. Unfrettered. Is
that with I think that's probably two T's.
T's right? Or T's?
Oh. Frettered.
Unfrettered. Okay, it's taken a long time because I think it's confused.
Probably. By frettered? Unfrettered, Travis.
They're probably T's.
Yeah, if you were doing D's, it's definitely T's, Travis.
Yeah, release from restraint or inhibition.
Really?
There we go.
That's right. Napier got a word.
So it's like tits without a bra on, then?
Yep.
Huh.
And a shirt, hopefully.
See, what happens is I come here every Monday night with my pals and I learn some stuff.
Yeah. How'd it go?
I learned
trying to make
the
me
word
look like an asshole.
Unfrettered.
There's no R in nope, it's unfettered.
Unfettered?
Fettered.
That's correct.
Oh, see, I knew unfettered.
No, you didn't, lying ass fuck.
Oh.
See, he threw me off with that extra R, Travis. That's his Ozark accent.
Is it?
You know. Napier, do we have anything else, or are we out of stuff? Do you have anything you want the people to know about?
The Blues are shitting the bed, and it makes me sad.
Yeah. Yeah, they're on a bit of a tear. You know, our goalie tandem right now, Travis, is a guy named Carter Hutton and a guy named Phoenix Copley.
Phoenix Copley.
And Phoenix is spelled wrong. It's Phoenix.
Now that guy's a date rapist.
See, I imagine probably their parents wanted to make sure that he was Googleable.
Or they didn't know how to spell Phoenix.
Yeah, or they fucked up how to spell Phoenix. You're right. Yeah, but I played hockey yesterday.
How'd it go?
For the first time in 2 years.
I remember I was supposed to get a phone call about that.
Like, I felt okay in the first period. Like, you know, I felt a little rusty, but I felt okay. But then the second period, like, I felt like I was going to die. Because, like, in the time that I haven't been playing, like, I've actively avoided exercise in any fashion. Like, you know, we have signs up at work encouraging us to take the stairs instead of the elevator. Yeah, no, I never take the stairs.
You know, really?
I take the elevator up and down all the time. I never take the stairs. I never do any exercise. I haven't ran in 10 years. What the hell would I run for? There's not a bear chasing me. I can walk at a leisurely pace.
You know who really likes to see those encouraging take the stairs kind of signs?
Who?
Cripples. Oh, come on. You did 5 minutes about dead dogs.
I don't know about that, Napier.
You know, I got a couple of people on social media this past week that said that they thought that you and Drunk were kind of being pussies about the whole Martin Luther King thing last week. They said, what are they all worked up about? Mike's taking a hard stance. They said that Drunk and that Napier, what are they being such pussies about?
Maybe we have a very weird audience.
I guess so. I wouldn't doubt that. Yeah, they thought you guys were kind of being a little bit of pussy on that.
So where'd my phone call go, Mike?
What phone call?
Sunday.
Was I supposed to call you?
Yeah.
About what?
Hanging out.
Oh. Well, were you going to hang out?
Yeah, we were going to eat food for the hockey game.
Why didn't you call me?
You said you would call me. You said, I'll call you Sunday before all this starts. And ain't no phone call.
But did you know what time it was?
No, you didn't tell me. You said Sunday morning.
Oh. Huh. Sorry about that, guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Travis, weren't you supposed to call me too?
Yeah, I also was supposed to call you just to wish you good luck on the day.
Travis, I mean, do you have anything you want the people to know about? I mean, before
go see Travis's pick of the week. Go see Split.
Do we like Split?
Yeah, James McAvoy doesn't. The movie is good. James McAvoy gives an Oscar-worthy performance.
In a silly popcorn horror flick, Travis, come on.
Yeah, for real. James McAvoy is fucking amazing in that movie. He's amazing. He plays like 12 different characters. It's great. But movie's great. See it quick. It's going to get spoiled for you. It's a movie in and of itself. And then there's a cool stinger at the end of the credits that really changes everything for you. So go see Split real fast.
Isn't that the thing about the multiple personality dude?
Yep, that's the one.
That sounds awesome.
It's really good.
Had a good weekend. A lot of people still buying that M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong thing.
I won't say he redeemed himself, but this movie was very, like, The Visit was okay. You know, so it wasn't bad.
So he's saying he's trying.
He's trying. He's, like, trying to get back there. Like,
hey, guys, look.
I can still, remember I made some good movies you liked?
Guys, I made some movies back then. You remember those movies? Those good movies.
Remember I can still make those movies.
Sixth Sense, remember that?
Yeah, Sixth Sense, that was a good movie.
I'm sorry.
You like that one, right? You like Signs, right?
Sorry for the Village.
Signs
sorry.
Is pretty good, right?
Sorry for the Lady in the Water.
Guys, you remember when Zooey Deschanel, she was running from the trees? Yeah, it wasn't my better work.
It's the trees.
I've made some good movies, you know. Maybe I'll come back. I could still do something. You know, I'm serviceable. Yeah, just wait for DVD.
Well, that's my mama. We'll be right back. Guys, this has never happened before.
We're getting another Skype call. Hello, caller?
Hello. This is Traden Carol Hammond the Fourth.
You're Napier. Back, Traden.
Napier. That's not your mama. Goodbye.
Actual Travis hung up.
Well, fuck me.
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzania, and Joni B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, it'd be really great if I could give money to the people who do that thing I like? Well, we made that possible. Go to WFODix.com and find it under the Extras tab. In turn, we'll say thank you at the end part of the show that everyone skips past. But you won't, because you're one of the good ones. You stay till the end. You'll never leave us. Right?
Sir, can you spare any chain? Sir, can you spare any chain? Oh, thank you, sir.
When
thank
I've made you
so
feel
much.
Good, and you're patting yourself on the back, I've served my purpose. Every moment.